The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and I'm joined on the line by James. He joins us every week to talk about cinema on this show called At The Flicks, catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. James, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak to me.
It is nothing but a pleasure. It's always an honour. How are you, Matt?
I'm well, thank you. Things are going okay. We had a bit of that dodgy weather, of course, and everything seems to have settled down, and things are going well at the station. What about State Cinemas? You'll be in the midst of school holidays.
In this case, it's a case of they are. I'm talking to you from Hanmer, because I've gone on holiday with my family.
Wow.
I'm sure everything at State Cinemas is wonderful, and our fabulous crew are dealing admirably with hopefully billions of people coming through the turnstiles to watch our fantastic slew of family films that we have on offer for these school holidays.
Okay, well, look, I'm doubly appreciative of you taking time out of your holiday to talk to the people of the top of the South all about what's happening at State Cinemas. So thank you, James.
It's such a pleasure. It's between you and me. Gets me a little bit of quiet time, so more than happy.
So, what is happening? What's coming up? What are the new releases you've got to share with us today?
Well, we've got 3.5 new releases, and especially important to get the message across to you out there that it is the school holidays. We still have a fabulous range of family films playing. Toy Story, Minions are still playing. Being joined this week by Moana, the live-action remake of the original film. Amazing deal that we've got. It's a permanent deal. We've just launched it on Family Pass, 4 tickets, minimum 2 children, $50, which is a bargain. So do take advantage of that. Also, a little plug for our friends and colleagues up at Stefano's, who are doing a Pizza Academy this week and next week. Look at their Facebook and their website for details of that. So you get to make your own pizza. The kids make their own pizza. Come to life in the pizza oven.
Nice.
And with that, you actually get a voucher for a $10 ticket to any of our films that we're showing. So that's a really fabulous day out for the kids in the school holidays.
What a good deal. I think that's a great partnership between you guys and Stefano's. So, yeah, well done to everyone involved in that. So, outside the pizza oven, what have we got to talk about?
So we've got 3 new releases, plus Primavera, which we talked about last week, the Vivaldi biopic. Primavera is having an official regular release this week, so check that one out. See last week's show for the review of that. This week, we have 3 big new releases. We have 1 family film and 2 very not family films.
Ooh.
We'll start with the family-focused Moana. So Moana is obviously a remake of the original Moana Disney film, live action, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing Maui. The plot is the same. It's almost a shot-for-shot remake of the original animated film. And the special effects are ridiculously good. Jermaine Clement is returning as the crab. There's not a lot to say about this, except that it's what you would expect. Disney have been remaking a lot of their original classics. We had Lion King recently, which was fabulous. We had Sleeping Beauty, which caused a little bit of controversy unnecessarily, I think. I thought it was rather good. And now we've got Moana. It looks fabulous on the big screen. Sounds great, looks great. Moana is obviously a Disney film very close to our hearts here in New Zealand. And this new live-action remake of the original Moana should hit all the right buttons and be a fun-filled family treat for everybody to come and see at State Cinemas. It's playing multiple times a day, and it's rated a general PG. Should be good for everyone to see. That's Moana.
Looks good. As you say, Dwayne Johnson, he has got some comedic chops. Cool. That is on at the moment. Do check it out down at State Cinemas. So from the live-action remake of a well-loved cartoon, where else are we heading?
Let's head to the United States of America for what The Guardian called a 4-way sex comedy of embarrassment. So we're talking about The Invite, starring Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, and Edward Norton. It's a four-hander, and it's getting fantastic reviews. The cast are universally being praised, but especially Seth Rogen, who is getting like career-best write-ups for this. It's directed by Olivia Wilde. So the premise is a middle-aged couple who are stagnating a little bit, who are reaching that point in their relationship where the sexy undies get put away and the comfy undies come out. It's all getting a little bit stale. So they invite the glamorous, younger, livelier couple from the apartment upstairs to come over for a meal, ostensibly for them to apologise for some renovations that have been going on. So they can make up for any offence that has been caused. And things go awkwardly therein.
Yes.
It's a remake of a Spanish film, which itself was a remake of a stage play. It's got some twists that it gets away with because Seth Rogen and the cast are so good. It goes to some places, Matt. Strictly for adults.
Sure.
It's R16, and it's R16 for drug use, sexual references, and offensive languages. It's a funny, kind of satirical, awkward, but getting fabulous reviews, so it's well worth checking out. And that is playing multiple times a day. Yeah, come down and see The Invite, starring Seth Rogen at State Cinemas.
Yes, I did watch the trailer for this the other day, and it did look wildly entertaining. So once again, with an R16, remember to bring your ID if you're around that sort of age.
Absolutely, please do so.
So, right, that is The Invite on at State Cinemas. I recommend, do check out the trailer if you're a little bit curious. I wasn't aware that this was a remake of a film, which was a adaptation of a stage play.
If you're not feeling awkward enough and embarrassed enough from The Invite, let's take a sharp left turn into Evil Dead Burn, which we could almost say nothing more about this. If you're not aware by the sixth installments of the Evil Dead franchise of what Evil Dead is, if you're not already on board, then this isn't going to be for you, right?
Yeah.
And if the film has Evil Dead in the title, there are people who are automatically going to come and see it.
Yep.
It sells itself. And this is produced by Sam Raimi, so it's got the seal of approval from the originator of
Sure.
I think absolutely fabulous Evil Dead series.
Mm.
Evil Dead, obviously yucky, gross, extreme, funny, silly, disgusting, it's the apotheosis of gross. Comedy horror is a really difficult thing to do, and there are very few that do it well,
yeah.
Where it is both horrific and comedic. I don't think of like two or three. Shaun of the Dead does it pretty well, but it is very much on the comedy side,
mm-hmm.
but does the horror pretty well as well. The Evil Dead franchise, I can't think of any films that better do comedy horror than the Evil Dead franchise. And this one looks to be an installment that is worthy of the not inconsiderable weight of the name. A family heads to a cabin in the woods. Of course they do.
Yeah, of course.
A member of the family has passed away and they're going away together to grieve and to get over the loss of this person. And it all goes wrong. It's Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's
what's going
right.
to happen? One by one, the party are transformed into deadites, turning the gathering into a family reunion from hell. And that is Evil Dead Burn, which is R16, and it's R16 for horror, graphic violence, and offensive language. You would expect nothing less. It's playing multiple times, play three times a day, every day, from Thursday, 3:50 p.m., 6:10 p.m., and 8:30 p.m., the tagline is, every family has its demons. And Evil Dead 2 is pretty much a shot-for-shot remake of Evil Dead 1.
Yes, but with
a bigger budget.
Yeah, and more comedy. I'm going to check out the trailer. This is the sort of thing that I will check out. And R16, so it's going to be another Bring Your ID. I'm assuming, yes, it is an R16, and that will be for horror, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Horror, graphic violence, and offensive language. It's an Evil Dead film.
And showing plenty of times.
Three times a day, yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to bring to the table before we wrap up this edition of At The Flicks, catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson?
It's been a pleasure. Take care, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and to you too. Enjoy the rest of your time away, James, and we will catch up with you same time next week for another At The Flicks.
Thank you so much, Matt. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.